Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, my pleasure as always, Pam Harper's with us. Pamela S. Harper is the name on the book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Pam, tell us how we can find you online, please.
You can find me on the website, businessadvance.com, and you can also buy the book through Amazon.
All right.
And see more of it on the site.
And they can learn more about the work that you're doing on growth through innovation and all that is on your website. So folks, check that out. Okay, so Pam, in the previous segments, we talked about uncovering our assumptions, meaning, you know, don't make sure you understand, you know, what's holding you back and what you think may be holding you back and shouldn't be holding you back. And then we talked about being clear about the purpose. Why are you doing this? Make sure everybody understands what is the purpose of us coming together to create these alliances so that we can grow our businesses through the alliance. And then the third thing that you want to talk about is, I'm going to call it execution, the actual pulling it off. What do you think?
And that's exactly the point. One of the things that the panelists were very clear about, for example, is the importance of communication. Credible communication, communicating, that came across in so many ways. And especially before the last break, we were talking about how values come into play so much. And there's nothing that's more important in terms of making sure that you're in sync from a value standpoint than communicating about it.
Well, if you're going to put a deal together, you're just going to come together, share assets, deliver on a contract, and go your merry way. You don't have to like the person, you know. You're almost using and abusing each other for a little while. But the more it looks like it needs to be long term, the more it's going to be, you know, maybe you're going to do this on a regular basis, the same kind of a relationship, but you're going to do it often. Maybe, you know, two or three or four times a year. And then the more there's a contract involved, you know, contracts are not worth anything if the person signing it doesn't intend to abide by it.
As a matter of fact, it's true. A contract, the panel talked about that, and the panel said that contracts didn't mean a lot, nearly as much, I should say, as the actual spirit of the contract. So just as in any relationship, it's about human beings being able to communicate, and the more effective the communication, the more effective the decisions are, and that's really the key. A lot of confusion in organizations, I found from my own consulting with companies, comes when people are not clear about what they're trying to do and what's behind it. I'm sure you see that as well.
There's no question about it, and this also gets into, we've been talking about the external forces, the external opportunities, but I know something you talk about, and I've talked about it in my work and in my writing, Pam, and that is your own organization ready for this? Is your organization, are your managers, are your people, do you have the kind of relationship with your people where when you say, okay, let's grow, let's flex, let's innovate, they're ready to go, or are they holding you back? What do you think?
Well, that's right. As a matter of fact, it's important when we talk about communicating, we're not just talking about communicating with the other party.
Right.
We're talking about communicating within your own organization and being very clear about understanding from different employees, for instance, what is it going to take for them to be able to execute that alliance?
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes actually even more communication sometimes.
Is it okay to ask your alliance partners about their own organization? I mean, isn't it appropriate to say, Pam, here are some of the things that I've done to demonstrate to you that my people, my organization, can live up to this, to these expectations, to these specifications. Can you help me with the same thing on your side? What do you think about that, Pam?
Absolutely. In fact, that would be the type of communication we're talking about. The more transparent, and that's a word that's bandied about a lot these days, the more transparent an organization is within itself and to its partners, the more likely it is that decisions are going to be made faster,
right,
more effectively. Things are going to happen in the time frame you need. Less firefighting, which I know is a
right,
big issue for many small companies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Pam, I've got to wrap it up. Wow, what a great insight you've given us into this very important idea of growing externally through innovations, through innovating and through strategic alliances. We appreciate it very much. Give us your website quickly before you go.
BusinessAdvance.com.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Pam Harper is our guest. She'll be back. I will be too after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.